Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than tech support.
Nothing's better than tech support.
The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser and type in Davin Comedy. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom and click on that and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Sensei Russ Ferdico from Family Martial Arts.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in, Russ. Joe will be here shortly. I apologize for our delay. My computer is a finicky bitch. My computer is on its last legs, and it'd been working fairly well for about a week. And I was like, we were going to try to fix it tomorrow after the show. And then about an hour before the show, my computer said, you know what? I've had enough of this. And decided to shut down because it doesn't charge anymore. And now the outlet to plug it in is super finicky. All right. So I'm running around the house up and down. Can the wife do a quick fix and everything? Thing starts charging. Well, do you want me to fix it now? No. Fingers crossed, we'll get through this. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So the computer's working. But our broadcaster was having a problem that has not had since we got the new broadcaster. So then we got an audio device error, so we had the wife hobbled down. And
yes.
Everything on the computer was working properly. And then we had Diva Donnie from the Indie Authority, who's working on our website, updating it, davinsden.com, and who is our Sam Guru, work on it, and he got us up and running. It was funny. He was like explaining to me what was wrong, and this is information I need to know. But I'm like, dude, we're already like past when we were supposed to start. Do you want to do this now? Do you want to do this, or do you want me to get on the Indie Authority and every other station that's carrying us, and we can talk about this?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, thanks, bye.
No, it wasn't like that. Like, I'm so appreciative, but it's like, now's not the time.
Yeah, you can tell me in detail after the show.
So nobody's allowed to sneeze in here.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to tap the table like I want to do sometimes.
We have not had such a dicey tech issue in quite some time.
What's this button do?
Yeah, don't touch nothing.
Not the red one.
Put him in a pile by the wires of water.
Never let the sponsors in.
No. So on tonight's show, Sensei Ferdico from Family Martial Arts. He's going to play Savage Medicine with us.
Awesome.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. We're going to see if my fake Facebook profile was successful in warning some of Belinda's scammers' victims.
Good.
And Ann Jackson.
Our favorite.
She spoke to the real United Nations. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
So, but we're going to get to that and other things. But, Russ, very excited to have you in here because at the end of the month, my daughter, things are going to change for her. Because at the end of the month, she's graduating to where she has to test for a black belt.
Yeah, she's on deck.
She's on that. So that's kind of like different. So what's like involved? She's got to like do like social work and stuff like that.
Community service.
And here's a 20.
Now? She's eight.
She's eight. Excuse me. Got to be nine. That's right. So yes, even at that age, community service is part of being a black belt.
So what type of community service does an 8-year-old do?
It's when you work and don't get paid for it. So it's for
all
ages.
She gets paid not to work. She gets allowance and pretty much does nothing. That's not what you're looking for?
Well, that just means she's gypping you.
Yeah, I'm getting screwed over here.
It could be something as easy as helping a neighbor take out the trash. It could be working at an animal shelter.
I think that's something she'd like to do. She doesn't want to clean the cat litter here, but I think
she'll shovel it somewhere else.
Yeah, right? I think she'd be like cool with like feeding dogs and cats and everything. I think that's something she would excel in. I think she would excel at like going to a senior center and playing games.
That'd be fine. I've had students sort books at libraries.
Sort books at libraries.
Absolutely. Help out a librarian. They always need help putting books back on the shelves.
Does the daughter have command of the alphabet?
Will they find these books again?
Actually, she's a good kid at my age. I would have put them back upside down.
She's a good kid for you.
what library is it? So I know not to look for stuff there.
Exactly.
But this is exciting. I mean, this is something she's been working towards since she was four?
Yes. She was a baby when she came to us. It's very exciting.
That's where she got the name Tinkerbell. She's the run on her tippy toes.
Yes. She's not kidding.
Well, she can kick my ass now.
And Davin and his wife insist on having her come to the dojo dressed in pink.
Yeah, we insist. We go, no.
Sparkly things.
You look too much like a badass. Either dress more like a girl or gay it up. Those are your options.
It kills me, really.
That is so funny because his wife mentioned that when you were coming down, because we were were getting the hula hoops out of the way for, so that you could sit. And so she goes, oh, he's going to have to look out for all these Barbies. And I said, he's seen it before. She goes, no, he has sons. Besides, every time she goes to the dojo and she's got pink on, he makes a comment about it. I'm like, oh, he's going to have to deal.
Well, there's
it
kills
me. It really does. The you try to toughen these kids up. She's wearing like a pink butterfly shirt.
Well, she kind of compromised
shorts.
With you.
Sparkles.
A compromise you're not happy with. See, she can either wear her uniform or a family martial arts t-shirt. So my daughter, a regular boy t-shirt, I guess, is too constricting for her. So she kind of like widened the collar.
Widened the collar. Think Madonna, 1985.
Yes.
That's what this kid did to her t-shirt.
And I try to explain to Sensei Ferdico that she doesn't know who Madonna is.
That's true.
Really? I thought she was cross-generational. Did she finally retire?
Madonna?
Yeah, she done?
No, she's not done.
Oh, all right,
she's not listening to Madonna?
Yeah, according to the young people, she's done.
Yeah, well, thank you, yes. Yeah, when she kissed Britney Spears, it's like, yeah, why is Britney kissing grandma?
No. I mean, maybe people were still interested then, but now people are like, who
she's
was
not
that
relevant.
Lady who fell off the stage? What happened?
Aww.
Did she break a hip?
Somebody should call Life Alert. She's in trouble.
Arthritis, it gets everybody eventually.
She's not even that old, but they're just like, whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? She's a little old to dress like a hooch.
Yes. That was a long time
she
ago,
looks
actually.
Good. I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, she's in great shape.
She looks
like, oh, grandma, put it away.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to see grandma dancing all provocatively.
Caitlyn Jenner was pulling it off.
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner was pulling it off.
No, Caitlyn Jenner's not.
And don't say pulling it off.
And Caitlyn Jenner has not pulled it off.
Not yet, I don't think.
I mean, it's funny. You bring up Caitlyn. It's funny how polarizing it is. Oh, she's a hero. Oh, she's a terrible human being. How about she's neither?
Yeah.
How about she's just doing what she wants to do?
Yeah.
How about it's
actually,
none of it.
I had somebody like I thought. Well, who is extremely liberal? I mean, the guy lives in San Francisco. He's not gay,
but
he lives in San Francisco.
All right. If Sensei Ferdico isn't here and worried about like who we had listening, I would play some of the sound effects from last week's show when you said that.
Oh my!
Yeah, I work with kids. Let's keep this PG-13.
Oh yes, that's why you're in this week and not last week.
Thank goodness. There's a couple of positive things that could be taken away from that, though.
Yeah,
I mean, Lindsay Lohan knows who to go to fix her boob job. that's always a plus.
Yes.
Thank God all the lingerie shots were done frontally, right? We can appreciate that.
Because then we can see the tuck job?
I think there's some things we're just not ready to see yet.
Yeah, no,
she's a tranny.
Well,
she could do tranny stuff.
In between, yes, transgender people are trannies because
but that's
they
what
still
she. But
she stuff.
She said she said she doesn't when she was a he. Said didn't want to lop it off and is straight.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what straight means anymore.
I don't know what straight means anymore in this context. Not that I care. Who
care.
She's sleeping with or what they end up doing. Care. But I'm thinking with all those hormones, it's not going to work. That way,
I don't know
anymore. Anyway.
I posted how long, and I put them on how long till Vivid Video offers her money to do a movie.
Oh,
yeah, but you know what?
What would it be under though?
It would be under like,
what category?
It'd be like under like I'm not through, looking, but I'm right, looking so with one eye and watching.
You hit the optimum. You go to adult. And then there's no category for that.
No, there is.
Is there?
Yeah, Pip knows.
Really? I'm a little bit behind on my porn, Pip. Help me out here.
Yeah, I'm a little too up on all kinds of porn lately.
Fill me in.
I thought we didn't want to do that type of show tonight. Why are you bringing this up? I could take this all sorts of places.
Are children listening?
No, I hope not.
Yeah,
if any of my students are listening, log off now.
Yeah, you should not be listening.
Well, no,
to
I mean, we
can
talk about it in an adult way. I don't mean without even being gross about it. It's just a sophisticated conversation.
Yeah, but there is a section called Chicks with Dick.
Really?
And now it's not sophisticated.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
I had no idea.
Ladies with boy parts. How about
no
that? Yeah, oh, yes.
Oh, for like the, what was that movie? The Hangover Part 3 when they were in like Bangkok? Like that kind of situation?
He said Bangkok.
How about, how about tits and bits?
Tits and bits. I want to get me some tits and bits.
That's what they should call Caitlyn's movie. I don't care about Caitlyn. I don't care. I just don't care.
It's pop culture now, Dad.
The only thing I care about
culture.
it gave me 5 new minutes of material, and so did Josh Duggars. That's all I care about. Applause break, uncomfortable, provocative material right in my wheelhouse, and this is how I start my show.
Yeah. It's like, hi, I'd like you to get to know me. Let me make you terribly uncomfortable.
I do. It's awesome.
Joe's not even here yet. God help us all.
No, Joe, I don't think Joe really has a strong feeling one way or the other about Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't think so either.
No. Joe, the type of thing Joe's fairly tolerant of.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't really. Joe's more like, live your life And when it comes to social issues, he's more like live your life. He doesn't got it. He doesn't care.
God only knows what's happened at that compound.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure Caitlin will be a guest when possible.
Actually, I think that the person that Bruce Jenner in his Bruce Jenner disguise seemed
disguise?
To be... he was a girl disguised as Bruce Jenner for many, many years.
I don't think so.
Like
he didn't, way to look at it.
He didn't run and throw like a girl.
That dude can move.
Now once he had the accident in the car, start to drive like a girl, and that's when we knew...
I can't go there, Devin.
I just did. It's fine. You don't have to.
You can. You're a comedian.
Depends who you ask. Oh, I smell pancakes.
He has a whole ass.
It's like either my wife's cooking or I'm having a stroke.
No,
they're actually pancakes.
Oh, okay, because I thought I might be
Thank
stroking
God,
out.
I was going to start doing that assessment that people do for strokes.
All of a sudden, I start drooling.
Lift your arm. Smile.
All of a sudden, the technology's not the biggest reason the show's not working tonight.
Yeah, no, it's all on you.
That's awesome.
No, but he in his male incarnation, seemed to be fairly level-headed. Of course, I'm bouncing against the Kardashians that he was surrounded
with. You know
what?
No, you know what? Enough with slamming the Kardashians. The Kardashians seem like nice people.
We're all crazy in our own way.
Yeah. Except for the mother.
She seems nice. She's motivated. I mean, she doesn't seem terrible.
She has some really strange judgment calls. Let's build an empire on my daughter who sucks.
Yeah, but how about that? But that's so. But that's like every that's what the beauty pageant mom.
Yeah.
They all do that. All these acting moms.
You see it all.
I bet you even see it. You see it, Sensei.
I've seen it. Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen. It borders on exploitation.
How am I, honestly, as a parent? Am I like laid back, or am I hyper, or am I in between?
No, you're kind of in between. Every parent has their own quirks. You try to accommodate everybody.
Sure.
Will my quirks entertain our audience? If so, feel free.
No. You're very inquisitive, which is good. I like that. You know, not in a challenging way, in a good way.
But
you know,
not
if there's
like
something going on or a change happening, or you know, anything you have questions about. Devin, you know, you never want to hold your mouth, so that's a positive thing. And
but
that's
it's
good.
So purdy.
Yeah.
But he's not like an umbrella. I mean, a helicopter parent, would you say?
No, that way he's like hovering. No, I would, you know.
I shield the students from the rain.
Yeah, you know, Devin sits back. You know, he lets me do my thing, and he's cool. But he's not afraid to ask questions. You know, he's very involved and curious about what his daughter's learning and why. You know, if I correct her too many times, you know, of course he becomes concerned, as is the missus.
Well, the thing I noticed where I'm like, I'll be yelling when she's doing sparring. I'll be telling her to put up her hands,
because
that's something Sensei has told her from when she was four.
Yes.
And that's something that if she ever has to use this in a self-defense situation, that's important. You got to keep those hands up.
There's two ones, you know, she's eight, so yeah, I can't, you know, turn
but she's been learning for 4 years.
Fighter. But eventually, she's going to keep getting bigger, and those hits are going to hurt more. And there's only so many times Sensei can say something until you finally get your bell rung.
Well, she got her bell rung when she was four or five, when she was sparring.
She's taking hits, taking hits, but after you get past that 75-80 pound mark. Those hits start to sting. Is she? No.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's still a tiny little.
She's like 80 something, according to the wife.
Those shots are going to start hurting soon. You know,
it depends who she's fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
When she
I try to size kids up according to weight.
Right.
Regardless of.
But she's getting to the point now where she's going against advanced belts.
Yes.
And
yes.
They know what they're doing.
So now it's going to sting more. It's going to sting more, and eventually it's going to make sense that, you know, hey, Sensei's telling me to keep my hands up for a reason, because when I drop them, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, I have a sharp stinging pain in my jaw. My vision's blurry.
I try to be fairly chill in there. Yeah. I think I'm more chill than my wife.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'll be like... I'll,
you jumped on that really fast.
Yeah, because the light, you're not doing push-up. I'm like, let it be. They'll correct
that,
it, or they won't.
That's maternal instinct. Alyssa has that. And, you know, she's great. She's a great mom. She's a great person. But
you don't have to say it. She's not down here.
No,
and it'll take her an hour to get back down here.
It'll take her a while to get back down here.
Yes. Although we might try later on for something
Actually,
else.
It was inspiring seeing the way she's moving tonight, because that's my inevitable destiny. I'm due for knee replacement.
She recovered well. She did really well. I mean, it's different. It depends, I guess, on how you heal and who the surgeon is. But she's doing all right.
Really, the way she got up, I really felt there was a bit of hope.
She posted on Facebook, and people started. She showed her leg, and people were like, "What happened?" I go, "She got uppity." The wife was not thrilled. And then somebody else asked what happened. I said, we were playing Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. Guess which one she was.
Oh, no. Who got hit with the pipe?
I am just letting people.
He did for posting that.
Yes, yes, I did.
I can imagine.
Well, I want to get into parenting in a little bit. I want to get into that because I got some stuff. I want to tie some knots on some things. But before I do that, I want to see what's going on with you. You weren't here last week, Pip.
No, I wasn't. You know, we had a little bit of flooding situation in the basement, and Mr. Helix is really a trooper about bailing us out in those situations, literally. But, you know...
Save the cats and yourself.
Go to higher ground, kitty! I mean, they get in the middle of things.
You just see cats paddling.
Little tiny canoes, you know. No, don't send up the flare yet, kitty.
Just in litter pans.
Floating by.
Paddling in a litter box.
There's Pip trying to grab one, get your own litter pan.
Look in. I'll capsize that. You don't understand.
There's AIDS cat sitting back. I'm dry. She's got a cat with AIDS.
No, you don't.
Yes. I do.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah, he was.
How do you treat that?
Well, no, there is no treatment for it. It's just he has to be separated from the other cats.
He got it from sitting on a toilet.
No, we.
What, isn't that how cats get AIDS? I thought it was. I heard that somewhere.
No, that's how cats get crabs. That's not how they get AIDS.
Oh, I get confused.
It was the scratching and biting during the lovemaking. That's how he got it.
Really?
No.
How does a cat get AIDS?
Well, actually, they pass it through their saliva because they he's a tom and they're territorial, and so they get into scuffs with other cats. And so if they bite and scratch a cat that already has, it's actually FIV. Feline virus.
Cat talk with Pip Helix.
Yeah, wow. FIV. So there is no cure, but you just keep them away from other cats so that they don't spread it to other cats. But that's how he got it. Because when he was an outside cat that sort of came with our house, he would go out and scuffle and he'd come back, you know, cut up and bloody and things. And eventually...
Had to keep his paws up.
Yeah, keep your paws up. Yeah. And eventually we decided, we did the math. He's been outside 10 years. That's already 6 years past the life expectancy of an outdoor cat.
Wow.
So it's time for us to take him in. And it was right before the first brutal winter we had. Not this one, but the one before. And so we were like, every time we had an ice storm, we're like, thank God he's in the house. But we brought him to the vet first to see how he was doing. And, you isolate them anyway, because in case they have any other diseases.
Can that be passed on to humans?
No, it can't.
It can't, okay.
Only during lovemaking. An unprotected lovemaking.
Only bites and scratches me while we're really going hot and heavy. I wear padding.
If you notice, Pip and I no longer make out since AIDS cat has come into the picture. I'm not taking any chances.
Come here. Take the tongue.
You're not cleaning yourself or me. Go away, woman.
Come on. A scratchy little tongue. You used to love it.
I don't. You have feline AIDS.
I wonder what category of porn that is.
Well, Pip knows.
Pip, come on.
I believe it's pussy.
What's the label?
And that's still clean. That is still clean.
It is. We're talking about cats. It's cat talk.
Cat talk. Cat fancy. Anyway.
Yes. So, Mr. Helix is there, shop vacuuming, and we're dumping the thing in the sink. But I actually decided that, you need a little break. Let me help out. Hmm. And I was not exactly ergonomically correct. And I have
ergonomically correct.
Yeah, I have a weak spot in my
all right,
back.
SATs.
And of course it went from that. So I kind of put my back out. And I was not happy. I had to miss 2 days of work because I was just in agony. But everything's fine now. It worked itself out.
So you're good?
Stretching, heating pad, Advil.
You look good.
Advil, yeah.
Thanks.
You look good, Pip. You look chipper.
I'm good except for I'm breaking out like somebody who's on meth.
Wow, what a picture you paint. It's radio. You don't have to say these
your
things.
Your teeth look okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I kept all the teeth. You like these? They're chicklets.
The herpes seems to be...
start chewing on them.
The herpes seems to be under control this week, so you got that going for you.
But I've got the fire down below. You have no idea.
The heroin tracks are clearing up.
Sensei, can I have that water? Because I really just have to douse my crotch because it's on fire.
Oh, my God.
What?
Nobody wants to picture that.
No. Well, you brought up the herpes.
Devin, what are you doing under that table?
I'm a fireman.
He went to picture.
Take my hose.
I knew there was a hose joke in there somewhere.
Because I'm a hack.
But, So anyway, but I'm good now, except for the meth face. Everything's good.
Meth face.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got teeth. The sensei pointed out. You got teeth. You're good.
I got teeth, and I got cover up. So I am presentable enough to go to work without people screaming.
Oh, my God.
But I got to figure out something to
do. And she's wearing
this.
Green. Today she's the Green Goblin. It really is quite scary.
Well, you know what? Actually, this... And it's a long dress for our listeners. This actually, wearing the long green dress came in handy because on my way back from lunch, we live in the suburbs, there was a turkey sitting in the middle of the lane.
No.
And yes, and
it's not around Thanksgiving. It's safe.
Yeah, we get things like this. But he was a big one, and I had seen him on the other side of the street when I went out for lunch, and then when I came back, he decided to take a little sit down in the middle of a lane.
Well, did you think maybe he got in a fight with his girlfriend and he couldn't take it anymore?
And he was just like, "Come and get me!
I'm done."
Actually, they just finished their mating season.
Did they?
Yes.
And so now he's just exhausted. And he plopped down right in the middle of the
lane. You know what? If I'm banging a bunch of turkeys, I'm going to lay down wherever I can.
Yeah, that was my life before Mr. Helix. Anyway.
You know, it's turkey. It's the end of turkey mating season.
Yes,
things you never thought you'd hear on this show.
And things that you know are quite frightening.
I hunt turkey.
Oh, okay, that's why.
You get him right in the middle of the act?
No.
He gets them in the middle of the lane.
You know, turkey smoking a cigarette, everything just chilling after the deed. And there goes sensei blowing his brains out.
Yeah,
at least he went happy.
Yeah, take this afterglow. Bang! You know?
Yeah, the female turkey's like, what the F? I just gave myself up to him. You killed him. Now I'm going to be a single mother. And sensei's like, don't worry, I'll shoot you too. This is terrible.
We can use hen meat.
Poor turkeys just want to get laid, and you're ruining their good time.
Yeah, laid out on his table, stuffed.
Yeah.
He just wanted to
get
stuffed.
Well, he was stuffing, and then sensei, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Come here, my little giblet. Bang.
So I get out of my... I pull over, I put the emergency flashers on.
Oh, you're a good Samaritan.
And I get out of the car, and now I'm thinking, what am I about to do? Because I have not thought this through.
What am I going to...
Well,
human shield.
Ask him how his date was.
So how are you?
I was handing him a little cigarette.
So he'd be a smoke turkey.
Smoke meat.
I stink.
So now there's
That's
a car.
Cool.
Well, thank you. But Joe would give me a really.
I know. There's a car in the cross street that is obviously looking at the turkey, and they have no clue what to do. So I'm like,
no idea. What do we do with this?
I'm like,
go around.
Action Helix. No. I pull over behind him so nobody's going to hit him or her, whatever it was. I don't know. I didn't lift it up to check.
No. Should have asked.
And so then all of a sudden I realize I'm about to approach a turkey, and they do sometimes get nasty, you know? So all of a sudden I grabbed...
Now, had you had a turkey sandwich at lunch?
No, perversely, I had pancakes. I had this craving for
did
pancakes.
You have pancakes?
I did.
Wow.
And now your wife's making them.
Again, not having a stroke. I'm winning.
I thought you were smelling them because maybe I dropped some in my bra, which...
Well, I did motorboat you to start the show. I was so
snacks
upset.
Snacks for later.
Yeah, it's good.
And,
blueberry.
Ugh. Yeah, it was blueberry.
I know. I could tell. It was in the cleavage.
So I take sides of my dress.
Gotta keep up.
And I start flapping them at the turkey. And I'm like, come on, honey. You gotta get out of the road. And
you're sweet talking the turkey.
I was.
Showing a little drumstick, were you?
Yeah. I was like, come on, honey. You can't sit down here. It turns and looks at me. And it has these big brown hamster eyes. It looked really sweet. And so I was like... Oh, shit, what if it attacks me now? Well, what am I going to do?
Then you run.
Run around
the car?
Yeah,
but if it does attack you, then it'll run out of the middle of the street and mission accomplished.
This would be good, but I saw the beak, and I went, uh-oh. And so
uh-oh. So cute. Uh-oh.
And I thought, these people that are sitting there wondering what to do with
the
turkey.
Not the kind of pecking Pip wants.
I was like, these bastards sitting here in this car had better not be filming me.
Oh, yeah, this is YouTube. This is viral.
Ready to put me on YouTube.
Oh, this would be viral.
Can you imagine? Like, woman... In giant green dress, running from turkey.
That would be awesome.
I know.
Would have been best
but
day
so
ever.
I just flapped it at the thing.
You flapped.
I flapped my dress like the size.
Well, that'll
of my
scare
dress.
Anybody.
Kind of like like in a bowl, but I was like just kind of gently.
What are you getting ready for the can? What is wrong
I was
with
trying
you?
To make myself bigger so that it wouldn't attack me and it would be scared because I'm big.
Have more pancakes.
A little more butter, please. I gotta go scare a turkey later.
Extra syrup.
So I flapped my dress. It actually got up and walked over and walked over to the sidewalk.
Yeah, well, you have that effect.
Shocking.
And the turkey's like, really? Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to get hit by a car, and you got to do this to me?
It's like, I wanted it to end it. You bitch, you ruined everything.
I wanted to go happy. Now I can't. You're like my wife. My wife will be driving along, and it'll be like a big old snapping turtle, some type of turtle in the middle of the road up here.
Yeah.
And she will get out, and she will pick up the turtle. And these turtles can bite and hurt, but she will pick up the turtle.
Yes.
And they can snap fingers.
Yeah, and you can get salmonella from a turtle.
Well, you don't go at it at the business end. You grab it by the middle. It can't snap.
But these are big, beefy turtles.
I know, but they can't snap at you from... If you grab both sides of it in the middle, its head doesn't go around that far. It can't get you. You just pick them up and put them on the side.
Yeah, but what happens if it's a little smaller? Then it could snap around.
No. No, they can't. They really can't because the neck size is proportional.
I don't know.
They can't.
All I know is she comes home with these stories. I don't. I drive around.
Just drive around.
Yeah. You know, like Goslings, not the ones on TV. You know, they're crossing the street. I stop for them and everything, but I'm not getting up and extricating animals from situations.
You're not rescuing animals?
I'm not. You know what? I'm not. I guess I suck. I suck.
I'm glad you said that.
I do suck.
Joe would say, isolate that.
No, I mean, you know what? It's very noble what you and my wife do and everything, but no.
No. Well, Tom in the chat says that somewhere someone has a video of some lunatic trying to shoo away a wild turkey. I'm sure that they do.
In a green dress.
Yeah. That would be me. I just didn't want to see, like, you know turkey surprise all over the road.
No surprise. We know what's on the inside.
Well, this particular turkey is, I don't know if it's this particular turkey because it didn't have a name tag or anything, but there is a turkey that's known to hang out in the parking lot of the local supermarket. So,
oh, he's just tempting fate.
So this guy...
I dare you!
This guy came walking out of nowhere, and he walks up to the turkey, now that I've shooed it up onto the sidewalk, and he starts talking to the turkey.
Well, how is that any less ridiculous than you showing it what's underneath your dress?
I didn't show it my world. I just showed it... I just flapped my dress.
Talking turkey.
And
the turkey's like, I don't know what that smell is, but I want to leave.
That got it out of the road double quick.
Is that blueberry pancakes and tuna?
What?
Oh, Devin, come on.
That was
she had a tuna sandwich, too.
That was the special.
Yeah, sure.
So
pancakes and tuna.
But so now I look like a loon because I'm flapping my dress to get him out of the road.
I wish I would have seen this.
But this old man walks over and talks to the turkey and says, go to A&P!
What?
Like it knows to go home to the parking lot at the A&P.
And A&P is home.
Wow.
Like it knows. I'm like, how do we know this is the same damn turkey? There's lots of them.
Maybe he knows.
I don't know.
I just like the fact that a guy is sitting there telling a turkey where to go.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't the ridiculous one in this particular video.
You know,
there's a man talking to it, telling it where to go.
I don't
home.
Know which one's where. I'm on the fence. The green dress flapper or the one telling the turkey to go?
I think it's actually worse to tell the turkey where to go.
Yeah.
Well, Tom says that he's a proud member of PETA. People eating tasty animals. He stops for nothing.
Only with mayonnaise and rye bread, Tom.
Ew. Ew.
And
why would you ruin rye bread?
Turkey sandwich on rye?
Turkey sandwich
on rye. Not with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
No, you got to go brown mustard.
No.
He's a Rosenblatt, I guess.
Yeah.
You could go Thousand Island. You could go Thousand right. Island dressing or Russian dressing.
No.
Of course you could.
You could, but you don't.
Mayonnaise is for bologna.
No. You get after Thanksgiving. It's turkey on rye with mayonnaise, a little bit of dressing, and some cranberry sauce. Yes.
Some Swiss cheese, too, if you got it. Absolutely, Pat.
There you go.
Swiss cheese.
Yes.
On rye.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. And now I'm talking about
my non-kosherness, but it's awesome. Try it.
No, you can put cheese on rye, but why would you? It's a rye is not a cheese-bearing bread.
Oh, my goodness.
When you get a Reuben.
Yeah.
A Reuben is corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, rye bread.
When I get a Reuben, I go to Goldberg's.
Well, that's...
The chat is with us. It's mayo, hands down, with turkey.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they say it must be true.
They know what they're talking about.
Sure, that's why they are the experts of last week's gay Name That Orgasm. They know what they're talking about.
They did really well.
Exactly. All right. Well, Pip, I'm glad you saved the turkey.
I am too. I was proud of myself.
We're all proud of you, Pip.
Because I was heading on my way back to work where I get thoroughly demoralized. So it was good to have a win for myself.
It's a win. And the other win is you weren't the craziest person in that story.
I know.
Double win.
Yes, double win.
Absolutely.
And you had blueberry pancakes.
Yes, and you got to snack later. So it was all good.
I was hungry.
It was good all around.
The old flapjack, eh?
Hey, we were talking, they were only in the bra.
That's still hot.
I got pancakes upstairs. We could do something. You made me break a brick. I'll make you motorboat. Let's go. I don't care. I'll get the camcorder. That'll go up.
I hear they're banana pancakes.
Banana pancakes?
We'll put them right in between there. And you have to, you know.
Banana pancakes with peanut butter.
We have peanut butter.
Wait a minute. That's a whole other video. That's a whole section.
I am willing to.
That's the snacking
section. Am willing to video this. This would be awesome video.
That's where they mix the sex video store with Costco samples.
Really?
Yeah. They have a whole aisle. Yeah.
I have to move to Thailand to teach karate after doing that.
Okay. So, you know how my daughter was told she was going to be on this traveling softball team and was not?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I'll fill you in briefly on this. My daughter's, I was talking to the coach who handles the traveling and everything, and I'm one of the coaches, she's one of the coaches in the team. She said, because our team's pretty full, do you have a couple players? I said, well, my daughter, they already have the best player on my team. My daughter's the second best player on my team.
All right.
And I'm not just saying that because her dad, because it went in karate, I've never said she's a natural. Because my daughter's not a natural in karate. She's improved a lot. But there's kids in there.
She beats up some of my boys.
Well, that's because they're weak. She's tough. She's tough.
Yeah.
No, my daughter's tough.
She is.
But there are kids in there that are younger at Family Martial Arts that are just more crisp with their moves. You know, my daughter's good. You know, she knows everything and everything. But there are kids that you could see that they're very crisp at a young age.
Please, I tried to
You would
walk
agree
in.
With that.
It's the pink T-shirts, Devin. I keep telling you.
Yeah, well,
you won't
I insist.
I tried to walk into the house. She roundhouses.
Well, that's only to protect the cats who are afraid of you.
She's got a nasty kick. But what happened with Saul? Why didn't she make the team? I thought it was all...
Well, I was told she was on the team. But here's the problem with my daughter. See, you don't encounter this with my daughter. I think I even said it, how she's different for Russ at Family Martial Arts. When Sensei or any of the other teachers tells my daughter to do something, she listens and said yes. When other coaches or I tell her to do something, she gives that faraway stare that I give to people when I can't be bothered.
Nice.
That I'm processing it. I probably would say something nasty to you right about now, but I'm not going to say a thing, so I'm just going to look right at you.
Sorry, Dad, it's not going your way.
I don't know that look. You usually say it.
But you're not in a position of, like, when I was getting hazed in a fraternity, they're, like, all in my face, rah, 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 and I'm just, like, giving them that stare.
Right.
Because I'm not giving them the satisfaction.
I can see that.
And that drives them nuts. My daughter, inherited that.
Yeah.
But she doesn't do that at Family Martial Arts because I think from when she was four, it was instilled, no, there is respect. And she knows when who's ever running the mat, whether it's Sensei or one of the masters or somebody else, you say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, whatever it is.
Yes.
Not that I need her to say that on the field, but whatever. So the coach, this other coach, thought my daughter does not try hard, which is not the case. My daughter tries.
Oh, I know her. My student. That's not true.
I know that. My daughter tries very hard. But I was told she was on the team. We waited and waited for the email for several days. And then the email. Then I emailed her, go, hey, what's going on? I never got the information. Oh, by the way, you know, I picked this one and that one because I need kids that try hard. I'm like, well, I already asked her if she wanted to play. I told you. She said she would. She said she was committed. I explained to her that if you're going to do this traveling team, it involves commitment and only best kids play and everything. And she was in. Here's the thing. My daughter does not express how much she likes things. She really likes softball. The only time I've ever pushed her to do softball was last year in the spring. And when she started, I said, you're going to finish this. Everything else, when she did the fall ball and the coaching clinics and the winter ball, everything, that was all her. I didn't push it.
No, right.
If she wanted to give up with it, I was fine. Like, you're just going to do, because family, I get what I want out of Family Martial Arts. It's built her confidence and respect, and she could defend herself. I got everything I want out of Family Martial Arts. But I wanted to do a team sport, too, because there's certain things that you get out of working together.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
she'll respect everybody but you.
What? Perhaps.
I see how things work here.
Yes. But But yeah, so I so now like I was hoping. I'm like, so this put me in a bad spot.
Does she want to play softball or cheerleading? I mean, what is she looking for? Talent or?
Well, she said, well, you know, and then I had explained this to my daughter that, you know, sometimes coaches will take the kids that try the hardest over the ones that are the best. And I get that. Mm-hmm. But I explained to her, I go, you have to show that you want it. You have to say yes. You have to listen and demonstrate that you want it. Because the kid's got talent. That's what she's a natural at. The kids, this is her second year. She's already the second best hitter on my team.
Wow.
Fielder on my team. Thrower on my team.
Mm-hmm.
She's already the second best. Some of these kids have been playing longer,
right,
and everything. She's a natural at this. So, and this is something she likes, but you don't get joy out of her. Like she enjoys herself when she's there.
She's mellow.
She's
she's not a cheerleader, you know.
Yeah, no, she's not.
No, she's not going to be president of the glee club, but
no.
She can bat and field, the kid play.
No, and the wife and I are very scared that she might turn into one of those like goth kids. You know, older. Because she
that would be my revenge for all the pink clothing she wore in my dojo.
Because she has. It would be. Well, now you got black.
Decked out in black.
She looks like the Crow.
But
looks like Brandon Lee.
Yeah. But she could be
everything
very.
Everything pierced.
She could be very sullen. So I had to explain because my daughter. I'm driving home. I explained this last week. I'm driving home, and my daughter was. Because I was explaining. Because I go, I want to win today. You know, don't you want to win? And then she goes, well, I'm still going to be on the traveling team. I'm like. Oh, I guess I'm explaining this now. So I had to explain, and she's like, but I could still be on the team, right? I go, I don't think so. I don't know. I said, do you want to talk to the coach about this?
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah. I go, I'll stand there with you while you talk to the coach, mm-hmm. but you got to let her know how you feel. And I feel the coach should have to deal with this. I didn't create this mess.
Right.
You need to tell the 8-year-old.
It's unfair. You're dealing with an 8-year-old introvert who's talented.
Yeah.
Who can't play on the team she wants to because she's not an extrovert. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I look at
you know,
it like...
She's not going to run off the field, screaming and yelling. You know?
I look at it like what you have to handle and what I have to handle now that I'm a coach. I have to get all these personalities, and I have to get the best out of them.
Fun,
and
isn't it?
And I have... What?
Fun, isn't it?
But that's what it is. Right? But that listen, you have kids that are very loquacious. In your dojo. And you handle them.
I graduated SUNY. What does that mean?
What?
I graduated SUNY.
They talk a lot.
Small words, then. Small words.
They talk more than they should. They interrupt you when you're just trying to do something. They
I graduated SUNY and I've been hitting the head a lot.
Yes. They question you when I can tell you really just want to get on with what you're teaching.
I get it.
But you handle them in a certain way, the same way you handle the kids that are a little bit more shy. My daughter was very shy when you came in. You have to handle all the different personalities to get the most out of them, especially in a team dynamic. Get the most out of them and all work for the common goal.
Correct.
Well, Tom and Lisa are so annoyed that these idiots made the promise to begin with.
Good point.
You know?
That's what I was annoyed
about.
Good point.
And
wow.
she's like, well, don't look at it as a dad. Look at it as a coach. I'm like, I am looking at it as a coach. Yeah. I would never do that. I don't promise these kids stuff I can't deliver on.
Especially when it comes to athletics, academics, things like that. You know, your daughter could be the next college softball star on her team.
And now she's missing out.
She's now been knocked down a step.
Yeah.
You know, her confidence, self-esteem.
Her confidence is good. No, I tell her, I go, you are one of the best on the teams, but you need to do this, that, and the other thing. Because she is. I wouldn't lie to her. I tell her, you know, at Family Martial Arts, good job. You did very good. I've never said to her, you are one of the best in the class. Because she's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl who came in after Skylar who's a little bit older. I'm just going to say her first name, Katrina. From the time I saw Katrina, I could tell this kid was a natural. Mm-hmm. And she's taken to it.
There's some things you can't teach.
Exactly.
But at the same time, the point of view was brought up. I mean, first of all, you made a promise to a child and broke it. Strike one.
Right.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Secondly, in terms of a coaching ability, you're a coach. Mm-hmm. I'm a coach for all intents and purposes.
You are.
And, when it comes down to ability, putting a team together... Okay, you know, like I said, you can't exclude the introverts. That's just not fair.
Well, I think because she saw me. Joe walked in. He'll get set up in a second. Joe, be careful of the wires. Everything's going shitty. I think because she saw me going, and it happens a lot. I go, Skylar, ready position. Skylar, ready, you know, to get ready to field a ground ball, you know, in the proper position. And right, the kid does like the half glove down, can't be. You know, listen, it's maddening for me. And I've told her time and time again, go, you wanted me to coach. You promised me if you were going to coach, you were going to be one of the leaders on this team. That's the deal you made with me. You're one of the oldest kids. You promised you'd be a leader. I need you to do that.
You can't check out.
But after that game, I had my daughter come up to the coach. I said, Coach, tell my daughter what's needed. What's needed to be on this traveling team? And she did. And I thought we were cool. So anyway, So my daughter walks up to her, and she's like, you know, and she was having a hard time with it. She's like, well, you know, I really want to play on the team. And the coach is like, well, we already have all the players and everything. She's like, you know, my daughter's like, but I really wanted to play and everything. So my daughter's kind of freezing. I'm like, well, ask her, you know, what you want to say about a possibility to play later. So the coach said, well, you know what? If somebody can't make it, you're first on my list. You know,
it's a so she's waitlisted. Basically,
listen, my kid would help them win. Now, it didn't help
There's
that we just
100 different ways to handle that situation.
Yeah, I know.
Not one of them.
What would you suggest? Like just not that you're going to be like handling, but I have never been in a coaching situation. So what kind of thing?
Well,
would
you coach
say?
A turkey out of the road. I mean,
I flapped the turkey.
I heard about that. Plus, turkey and mayo rules.
Thank you.
Well, now it's official. Stupid chimed in. Joe don't know much, but he knows sandwiches. Yes, I do. He's an expert, don't question.
So
how, what would you suggest? Talking to Mike,
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I mean, like what kind of thing could you...
Well, first, when putting together a team,
yeah,
talent first. Ability, really, it sounds horrible, but not everybody gets to play.
This is a competition.
Right.
This is exactly. These are tournaments. These
it doesn't exactly. sound terrible to me.
So I wouldn't have made the decision not to have Tink on the team. Not... based on, you know, again, her glee or her spirit or, you know, whether she's running off the field or coming down fully on one knee. If the kid's making the play, she's making the play.
Right.
In that situation, I would have said, you know, perhaps, you know, you're very talented and you should give another kid who could use the experience
mm-hmm.
of being on a travel team an opportunity to improve.
Yeah, but that's not this coach. This coach is all about winning.
Well, that's how I would have approached an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And I would have said, hey, kid, you're waitlisted.
Yeah, well,
that's
I
harsh.
Mean, yeah,
but once you say yes, once you say yes, he can't say no.
Well, that was the big problem. He disappointed a child. Yeah, you
she.
And that was from the beginning. He had to call her. How many days went by? By the time that
probably
that
about
she,
four.
That's wrong. If she's making the decision not to do it, you call it immediately. You don't set the kids' hopes up. Yeah. You call back immediately. You say this is why.
Even in terms of interacting with the child, there's other ways the coach could have pitched it to Skylar that wouldn't have, I think, been so upsetting.
Yeah,
you know,
and you know, and as after that 4-day lag time, as a coach, yeah, you want a winning team. The girl is good. You make a spot. You figure it out
mm-hmm.
because it's kind of on you.
Well, they have to. I guess they
know.
You're the coach.
Yeah,
you took the job. It is on you.
Yeah,
it's totally.
They
on
can
you.
Only submit 15 names. Again, this is what I'm told. I don't know. My daughter, I know, is one of the better kids. Now. She didn't help her cause this Friday when we had a 3-week layoff and we played this team and it was utter shit show. It was the worst game we played all season. Where I wanted to just walk and go home. Go, ugh, we couldn't hit. We couldn't field. It was my daughter struck out her first and she's leading off and she never strikes out. I'm like, really? Really?
You want to know something, though? Whether you're playing in a ball game, you're watching your team play a ball game, or you're doing a gig or whatever, there are some times when you're like, I'm trying to run away. This just ain't going to happen today.
Oh, it wasn't happening.
It's just whether it's not today is not the
it
day.
Was not happening. And the kids are like, well, how many runs do we have? None.
Bed,
we haven't scored any. I don't think we've even gotten a girl to third base. Are we losing? Are we losing?
As you get old, you always want to try that.
Yes. Are we losing? What are we down by, like 2 or 5 runs?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet.
You know, I was waiting for it.
You are a despicable human being.
Where do I sign?
You're giggling, waiting for
there's a turkey that needs your attention in traffic.
We were gambling.
Bring in mayo. Come here, stupid.
Sit down with the turkey and walk it out, you idiot.
I can't believe you reasoned with a Thanksgiving meal.
She didn't reason. She flapped. She flapped. The other guy reasoned.
The other guy reasoned. I just flapped my dress at it. Come on.
So the kids would tell, are we only down by a couple? No, I think we're down by 15.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Oopsie.
It was brutal.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's very funny.
I'm glad I made the stand that my kid's one of the best. Yuck, we all stay.
That was like the Bugs Bunny cartoon. 1, 2, 3 strikes are out. 1, 2, 3 strikes are out.
Slide DiMaggio, slide.
Slide DiMaggio.
Now, in my kid's defense, not just my daughter, I mean my team.
Mm-hmm.
It happened 3 weeks since we played, which is ridiculous.
Don't you practice?
Well, yeah, but one of them got rained out, so we had one practice, and like six kids showed up.
Okay.
And then
it was like band practice.
Yeah. And then our regular pitcher, because the coaches pitch after the kids for a little bit,
right.
He wasn't there. So our other pitcher, you know, she's doing her best, our other coach, but they're not used to it, which right. I don't think is a terrible thing because you got to get used to other pitching.
Yeah.
But we didn't need my whole team striking out left and right. It was terrible.
Yeah, that is brutal. I mean, like you were saying, Sensei, that there's a way to deal with an 8-year-old.
Correct.
Now, if we were talking about a 16-year-old, talking about like a varsity team or something, you can more lay it on the line because you're
better processing tools.
Yeah.
They have better processing tools.
Yeah.
That's at the age now. You know, you're talking to somebody who's about to become a young adult, and they have to deal with, hey, you just didn't have it to be on this team.
Mm-hmm.
An 8-year-old, different rules.
Yeah.
A lot different.
You
rules.
Have to. Now, with that loss, did you? It's like a gig or something that goes going. What happened here? How do we fix it? You go back to.
I couldn't stick around. I had to get to the club. I had to work. I couldn't even give the postmortem. I had to drive an hour plus thinking about that.
No ice cream for you.
Now I'm sure they had a snack. That's the highlight.
Kids,
the highlight of every game is what's for snack.
Kids.
No. They got raisins that night. Forget that.
Oh my god, ice cream's illegal these days.
And then this is the one game they wanted to play 6 innings. The other coach is like, well, we don't have enough. There's no other game afterwards. I'm like, oh, fine, play. I'm
I
going
can just see you at the club. You know, you're sitting there with a pad. What are you writing? New material, no box scores. I got to figure this out.
But I purposely was trying to be there. Because it works better when I'm there.
Yeah.
I didn't need to be there. I added nothing to this equation. What would it have been? 30-0 if I wasn't there?
I could have gone on second instead of fifth, and I could have been home in time. Watch this.
Terrible. Nobody was happy with that. Ugh. Well, no, actually, my daughter was because the snack was good.
That's what you're playing with 8-year-old. Snackers. We lost 15-0, but the snack was good.
Oh, that's
and really,
old.
That sums up life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, we eat when we're depressed.
Yes.
It's like if you go to a gig and you have a bad set, but the food was good.
We go to the diner.
Go to the diner.
I'm in a great mood, but I'm still thinking about Pip's pancakes.
No, Pip's are flapjacks. Look at her.
Oh, come on, dude.
Tom says, when inspired performance, make prunes the losing snack. You know what? Prunes aren't bad.
Yeah, but we got to get them home before the prunes hit.
Not out on the field.
Maybe on your car, Tom.
20 minutes or more, you got trouble.
Yeah, right.
Damn it, there's a turkey in the road, and I got a kid who has prunes.
Where's my green dress?
I get out, I start flapping at the stupid thing.
Let me have my dress back, damn it.
Hun, give me the mayonnaise. I'm going to see if Joe was right.
Yeah.
The turkey gets all snobbish. That's not Hellman's. You can't cover that meat
with
that.
I'm going to ShopRite, not A&P.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Hellman's and meanwhile, the kid loses all control because of the prunes. Terrible idea, Trucker Tom.
Should've
terrible idea.
Why don't you just bring him to Taco Bell and have done with it?
Exactly.
No.
Have a bunch of bean burritos, kids.
Yikes. Okay.
Long drive home.
Yeah. So... as you guys have seen, the wife is getting around, all right? I call her Hopalong. But here's the thing. For the past couple of weeks, my life has changed because, you know, I got to take her to physical therapy 3 times a week. I'm pretty much doing everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm working, still working, taking care of her. And she does the best she can. It's not her fault. And doing all the kids' stuff. Mm-hmm. Plus, I wasn't really sleeping a lot because 5 a.m., the cat's like, now's a good time to make some noise. Oh, here's a wall. I know I've never been able to climb it before. Well, let's try now. It's 5 a.m. Ooh, is that a shadow? Tonight's the night I catch it. Every morning. Oh, that didn't seem to really piss him off. Let me walk on his head. So Joe
says... welcome to my life.
Joe says, well, no, Davin, you're a morning person. No. I just happen to be up.
Because the cats are up.
Because, like, Joe will post something. I'm going to be at, like, Governor's, and he'll post it, like, 6 a.m., and I'll give him a like, so Joe just thinks, I was waiting for that.
Yeah. You do click. All right, Jesus Christ.
Trying to be supportive.
Yeah, I know, thank you.
But I'm up. So I'm not getting any sleep. I'm having no time. I have no more time to do anything. All my free time is gone. So I got to take the wife to physical therapy. She wants to go food shopping. I don't need you to go food shopping. Hop along. You're going to slow down the process.
We'll put her in one of those little rascal carts.
I know that. Yeah. But either way, I told her she can't fit in the cart, the regular cart. But either way, she's going to slow me down. But I get that she wants to, I get that she wants to get out of the house.
Yeah.
She, you know, I get that. Meanwhile, I just want to get out of the house and have, like, my alone time. Because, as we know, I don't really like people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know.
Usually there's a good reason. My wife, there's really no good reason, and I like her most of the time. I need a break. So, now she's coming with me to the supermarket. Fine. Take the recyclable bags. You know, the bags that they don't give you that you get to bring home and back and forth?
Yeah.
They used to give you a nickel for that. They don't give you a nickel anymore. I don't want to take the recyclable bags. Why should I take the recycle bags? Well, the other ones break. So do these.
Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah.
And we don't get a nickel anymore. I don't want to take the recyclable bags. Take the recycle bags. Fine. And I got to take a huge thing of, like, recyclables, which Joe tangos with usually on his way down here. Yeah. A huge garbage bag of, like soda bottles and everything.
Yeah, I've almost taken a header because of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's overflowing and everything. So I drop Hop along off in front of the in front of the supermarket. ShopRite, not AMP. I didn't know we were looking for turkeys.
Yeah, right.
I'm in a bad mood. I don't know why I'm in a bad mood, but you know, you just wake up and go, I'm in a bad mood.
I call that Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just in a bad mood. I call it sleep deprivation. Like if I was a terrorist and some have called me that, like, and they did sleep deprivation, you're not going to get information. You're going to get a saucy mouth.
and that 1,000-yard stare that you're talking about.
No, I'm not going to stare. I'm going to tell you don't get the stare. You get to the exactly. Oh, you a terrorist? F you. Go F yourself and your mother. I don't need this crap. How about a nap, stupid? I don't want mayonnaise on my turkey. You're going to get everything. I need my sleep.
You know, if you were yelling at me like that and you said, I don't want mayonnaise in my turkey, I'd be, well, I'm getting yelled at. What an asshole. Who doesn't like mayonnaise on turkey?
That's what Joe's takeaway in this whole
thing. Yeah. So just get bowled out. Really?
Yeah, but Joe makes a terrible terrorist.
What's the matter with this guy?
He's too stupid to have any information.
Joe's too stupid to have information. Just strap a bomb on him. He'll wander in someplace.
Hey, this backpack is comfy. Must be a big clock in the back. It's ticking.
Tonight we're talking to the Long Island Comedy Club. Spring curry. Yeah. He always bombs. I know, but this time's for real.
Yeah. Nice.
He stands out with the little jumpsuit he's got on.
It's a new look. Yeah. It's his thing. So anyway, I'm in a terrible mood. I know him, and I have to drive the wife's car because she can't fit my car. She's got a bigger car. I don't like driving the wife's car because the radio isn't as good. For some reason, it doesn't get good reception.
You're driving 10 minutes. How much do you need?
I always need company by radio, and it's about 20-plus minutes.
I'm
in a bad mood. I want to drown my thoughts.
Right.
But I can't blame anybody else for the radio because I fucking bought it.
Oh, I hate when you're shot by your own gun. There's been plenty of situations where like,
I did this.
She had like the standard Buick cassette deck in there. I bought her a Sony, I think it was, thinking this will be good. No, it gets no reception up here. So I don't like that radio. That's why I don't like driving in the car. But I got her. I drop her off. So now I'm trying to take the stuff out of the trunk. I got my stupid recycle bag, which I don't want to want. It's a whole bundle of bags, most of which don't even have handles. So I don't even know why the hell I have to take them in. And I have my mess, my amalgamation, my conglomerate of recyclables. And I'm trying with, I got the recycle bag in the right hand, you know, the reusable
bags.
Yes. And I got the huge garbage bag with overflowing 2-liter bottles going left and right like they're trying to escape.
Popping out the top.
I'm trying to shove it in. And anyway, finally, I lose my shit.
Is it worth, is it worth the $3 you're going to walk away with?
No! You know this about me. I will throw money at a problem if I don't have to deal with
it. It's like my plan. I just put them at the curb with a recycle day.
Yeah, but you'll go up on a gutter when you're definitely afraid of heights not to spend money.
Well, no, believe me. After I got back down to earth, I'm not going to sit here and go, well, you know, I did the right thing. No, I'm scared as a kitten on my roof for 20 minutes. I can't get down, an asshole.
And that's why that's how I look at the world. Yeah. Well, besides that you're an asshole. Yeah. But then
that is how you look at the world.
Then if I can throw money at it and make it easier, I'm willing to do that. So now I'm wrestling with it, and I have lost it. So now I am taking, I think it was a ginger ale, empty ginger ale bottle, 2-liter bottle, and I am throwing it in the trunk of the car. I am making it.
Taking your ball and going home.
No, I'm not going home. I'm taking my ball and spiking it into the trunk of the car.
So this is coming back or going there?
No, this is there. here at the supermarket. Hop along's across the street.
So why don't you bring the thing in? Why don't you throw it back in the trunk?
I'm trying to get this stuff out of the trunk.
Oh, you said you threw it back in?
No, because it kept on falling on the ground and I'm picking it up. It was like an Abbott and Costello.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I'm just like, oh, you stay in the car. So now I'm all disgusted. What do I see out of the corner of my? Here comes Hop Along. Hop Along is going to save the day.
She's grabbing that ginger ale because she's like,
no, she's not
going to
save the day. She's going to go, what the fuck is going on?
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You're flipped out so much you can't get a ginger ale bottle into the back of the bag and I'm bringing it to
the
table.
Here she is. Here she is. She's coming.
What are you doing there?
You're making a scene. Yes, and the gimp walking across the street is making a bigger scene. I know I'm an asshole. Let me have my moment.
So what happened? Dumbbell here can't handle recyclables.
You're
huh?
being an asshole. People are looking at you. Yes, but you hobbling across the street to reprimand me is not making less of a scene. Now I'm an asshole throwing a temper tantrum with a gimp that had to come across the street to chastise me. We have a bigger scene. I know I'm an asshole. Let me be my asshole and calm down. Now that you've come across the street, I'm going to be an asshole longer. Let me have my moment of assholeness. That is the point.
Sounds like you pitched to get in a club.
He's also 5 cents down.
Well, you want to hear the? Yeah, sure. We're working as hard as we can trying to get on. We're going to do it.
But now today the wife was. It was yesterday. The wife was asking questions. So I'm being wise. Yes, Miss Daisy. No, Miss Daisy.
Yes, Miss Daisy. I can't handle the balls, Miss Daisy.
Are you a treat,
Miss Daisy? We should have recycled. You're right, Miss Daisy.
Oh, Miss Daisy, you know I can't handle those bottles.
Be smacking you on the back of the head with my crutch.
Oh, I'm no treat, but
like
what's she going
to
do? Smack me? There goes the ride.
Uber. Uber has got
to
be.
She's not going to fit in an Uber car. It's going to come in a Prius. She's going to have to strap her on the top.
Would have to be better.
Her leg is straight out. She's going nowhere. She's a kickstand.
She's a beautiful hood ornament. Maybe she would get there and not
did
be.
Did you say hood ornament?
Hood ornament.
Oh, okay.
She'd been less aggravated than Mr. Ginger Ale popping a fit because.
The wife is down here. Come on in, Hop Along. Let's get your perspective.
No, she's not.
No, she's deciding who's going to get hit with the crutch.
No, I think that decision's been made.
Yeah. She's swinging it over star. The head. She's aiming.
All right. So this brings us to Sunday.
Oh, my God.
At least I would like you to share the microphone with Pip for this portion. All right, still Skylar to watch TV. She loves that crap. Because you need to be part of
this.
We'll
be talking about parenting later.
The wife is an excellent parent. I have not eaten
my
young.
Not the wife, you maniac.
I put on. Listen, this is what it's like. I understand I have shortcomings. I realized he was sitting next to my right.
I realized you said it at precisely the wrong time.
As soon as you said, you probably said yourself, oh no, stupid.
All right, so here comes Sunday. Now, Sunday, we have the much debated on this show.
Ah!
Look at Joe light up like he got a headline spot.
Because I've always contended you're the bad guy in all of this.
Yes, you do, because you're a prick.
And I'm glad the missus is here now.
Okay, hold on. Well, let me set up.
I understand.
So we have the much debated on this show, Hebrew school graduation, mm-hmm. with the racist rabbi who talks smack about me right. and tries to like tell other agencies that I work for less than I do. Mm. And I have decided I am not going to this. And Joe has said, well, you go there. And I said, I'll take my kid to Six Flags and call it a day.
Wait a second. You totally forgot about the most important part was that you tried to set up a comedian there. And then once they found out that he was a black Jew.
That's why I said the racist rabbi.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't say why.
Well, you don't have to lean until it's time for her to talk.
Okay.
She doesn't need to. I'll
well, no, she's just filling in.
No, I know. No, but I didn't want her to lean like that.
Oh, okay.
For Pip. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But, I mean, the people on the show know the backstory.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the night before, Saturday night, so I got to drive them. Graduation's 10:45. So I got to drive them about, 10:15 mm-hmm. to get there. So the night before, being the dumbbell I am, I left my camcorder at the comedy club. So now I got to wake up at 8 a.m. to drive an hour to Jersey, to drive an hour back. And that's nobody's fault but myself.
Oh, and you were by Hasbrook.
Yes.
Did the radio work?
What?
Did the radio work?
Yes, it was a car. It was a lovely radio.
Better.
It makes the drive much better. But now, clearly,
it's the only way he kept it together.
I am not pleased, but there is nobody else to blame for this stupidity. Nobody else at all.
You just have to sit there and take it.
Yeah. Yes. It's like,
yeah.
And we're going on a little sleep, and I don't really plan out what I'm going to wear a lot of the time, so I just grab some. I happen to be wearing my Father of the Year shirt.
No, don't go.
And Joe steps up to the plate.
Oh, my God.
So, I get back and play. I'm in a good mood, right? Yeah. We'll put her on mic. Or she said yes. We don't need. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a good mood, so I drop them off. I make sure the wife gets upstairs okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, "Yeah, you know, it'll probably be an hour and a half, 2 hours." Good. I have a meeting at 11:30 with Donnie to work on the website mm-hmm. and everything. So I'm like, "All right, that'll give me like a good hour to work on things mm-hmm. and everything." So I drop them off. She'll let me know when it's time to pick them up. All good. So I go home. I'm home about 15 minutes getting stuff ready to go. I get a text. Oh, you can pick us up now. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Even Joe's looking at her.
Lucy, what happened?
Are you? So
hey, Rick. Rick, the temple called. Lucy wants to ride home.
No, fair things.
She's on now.
Davin was at the last graduation with me. I could not remember how long the graduation was. I was guessing. He knew that. I said, look, I'll text you when I have a better idea of...
You said an hour and a half, 2 hours. I didn't expect 20 minutes.
It wasn't 20 minutes.
No,
it was like an hour.
No. Yes. It was probably because it takes me 20 minutes to get back, and then I was home for 15 minutes. It was probably 35, 40 minutes.
Right, so I said, you can come
I can check
leisurely.
My phone.
I said, there's no rush.
No, you did say there's no rush.
I said, there's no rush.
But I'm not going to leave you there with the rabbi.
No, but I was letting you know that it was winding down.
Yes.
Not that it was over, you need to come right
no,
now.
No, I know.
So you had like, you know, 20, 30 minutes.
Right, but I had an appointment at 11:30, so I wasn't going to get...
Which I had no idea.
No, you didn't, but this is my... Right, I'm not saying you did. So I called Donnie. I said, listen, I got to go do this. I should be back around 12:30. Can you do it then? Yeah, I should be around. Thank you, Donnie. So I go home. So I go to get them. Still in a good mood. I'm hanging out things. She's not downstairs. Why aren't you downstairs? I text her. I'm here. Nobody's responding. I'm here. Now I'm getting pissed off. Now I'm like, the girl is actively trying to piss me off. Tells me to come here, and now you're lollygagging. Yes, the spite of a ginger ale bottle, Pippi. Like, she was playing her Canada Dry card on me.
What if she replied, Davin, it's not your kid?
Then I could go home, and the whole graduation thing was pointless. The whole graduation thing was pointless. I don't got to worry about Hebrew school. That's a win.
Unfortunately, when she popped out, mini him.
Really?
No question. There was a question of whether or not I was the mother, not whether or not you were the
father. First thing she did was look at the doctor and go, really stupid? It's a little drafty in here. How about a blanket, you jackass? Sassing the doctor. Oh, it must be mine. All right. So I'm getting upset. I want to go. I got to get back to Donnie and everything. Work on the website. I'm talking to the rabbi. Oh my God, she's fucking killing me, my wife. Somebody is going to die. I want to go. Last week he tried to small talk me about the Yankees. I shut that shit down and I like the Yankees. So he wants to have a meeting with you. Really? Does he? Tell him he could do it on the radio, because everybody knows about this shit. So now you, my dear wife, Elisa, please tell the world, because I was not privy to this, the conversation that was going on between you and the rabbi. Talking to the microphone.
To make a long story short.
No, don't.
Yes, no. No, I'm not going to go into... Mitty itty bitty details, but
those are the best ones. That's where the comedy comes
no,
from.
The overview was that basically he had no idea all the details that we were.
Well,
aware
no, except
of.
What we brought this up about the next year.
Oh, see, normally at graduation or moving up exercises or whatever the heck you want to call it, they give you the option of paying for the following year at a discount. And, of course, you know, being a Jew, you take advantage of
right.
it.
Right.
That's how they get.
That's what, how do you attack
Jews? I will not give you the itty-bitty details. However, I will give you anti-Semitism.
A racist and anti-Semitic rabbi?
Should I get the Nazi music?
Oh, okay. I'm a Scotsman. Ask for an extra five.
So, normally, in years past, we've been like, okay, no problem. Here's a check. You know, she's coming next year. So he sits down next to me, and he was like, you know, well, I hope to see Skylar in school next year. And I looked him in the face, and I was basically like, Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Oh, wow.
Over the old man's body.
The way you prefer it, Joe.
Problems that were going on between you and my husband. It's been very uncomfortable for the last 3 or 4 months for me.
Oh, right on.
And I said, you know, I don't see us coming back next year. And he just kind of looked at me almost like, but why?
You're saving money.
So basically, I had diarrhea out of the mouth, and everything I was holding back for the last 4 months.
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on. Yes, her. You'd be surprised.
I know the nice Mrs. Rosenblatt. This is cool.
No, it was.
Yeah, that's nice when that shows up.
About it. But, I mean, starting from the beginning, I mean, when we first met them, I loved the rabbi. I loved his wife. That was the only reason why we were going, because we had a connection that they were down to earth, and we thought they were different than what we had experienced in the past.
Okay.
In terms of...
Kind of like when I met you, except you having stabbed me in the back. No. But I mean, I had a good vibe. When I met Russ, I had a good vibe. I go, okay, I'm going to entrust my child with this person.
A crazy Sicilian.
Right.
But with a sword.
No, I knew you were nuts.
In a dojo.
I knew you were nuts, but I also knew you might sponsor, so I waited all out.
Oh, there you go.
Not very religious people, but my daughter wanted to feel a little bit more included because she's in a school where there are like 2 Jewish kids in her grade kind of thing.
Got it.
And so every time it came around the holidays, she was like, well, why don't they celebrate what I celebrate? And why is everything about Christmas? And so we wanted to give her an experience where she was around other kids.
More of an identity. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, get to know her roots or whatever. And, you know, I didn't grow up going to Hebrew school or anything, so I couldn't really teach her about the traditions of the religion and everything. So... It was perfect. You know, she would go have fun. It's arts and crafts based. It was like non-religious, you know, based. So I basically just kind of laid it all out where we knew he lied about the money. We knew he lied about bad-mouthing Davin behind his back to the other comedian. Ooh. We knew exactly what happened. Davin had to find out about the gig being changed to another date from the website. He didn't even have the courtesy to call Davin and tell him over the phone or in a text or email.
Yeah, time to move on.
It was just, everything was avalanching. And he let it go, and it was brewing and brewing for like 4 months. And it just got to the point where Davin had it. He was done. We had no apology. We had no.
I emailed my dad. I go, I'm done with religion, and which, you know, breaks his heart.
Yeah.
But he's an Orthodox Jew. I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. I tried. I can't. I won't.
Right. And after we told his dad what happened, his dad was like,
next
okay,
we put mayonnaise on turkey sandwiches. You really break his heart.
Let's not get crazy. Slow your roll.
See, now you're talking smack.
Yeah. That's a Shonda.
There will be no shrimp on the Barbie. You know?
Nice.
But I let him know that we knew everything that was going on and how livid and ticked off Davin was about it and how it was really unforgivable because he was in a position of power and authority and he was supposed to be setting an example for his congregation, and either he was the one in the wrong or his congregation, his perception of his congregation was less than what it should have been. And so... we didn't want to be part of that anymore.
And I should say, that the wife was stewing over this long after I was. Like, I lost some sleep over it, but this bothered her weeks after.
Because I had to see them face to face.
Well,
every
it sounded like you kept it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Davin would drop Skylar off in the morning, but I went and picked her up. And when pick up, you go in.
Yeah.
And
so it's
you
in your face, you're bottled
face,
up now. And
yeah. They want to shake your hand. They want to tell you stuff about the week that's coming up and everything. And it was harder because I couldn't just drop and go.
That must be very hard when you have to keep all that in when you're seeing somebody every week, you know?
No, it's personal and professional, too. I mean, this is Davin's career.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's a different level.
Even when he was just starting out, I mean, when somebody would smack talk him about his comedy show or like...
Before you, Joe.
Before he was professional, when he still had a day job, and he was just kind of learning.
Boy, was that a lot of fights.
And I would get in people's faces when they would talk shit about him. And I'd be like, you know, you have no fucking clue what you're talking about, you know. And I got very protective of him. So when people... And he's got the highest ethics and morality in business of anybody I know.
Well, thank you.
I mean, if there's a contract and like a venue falls out and it's like the day before and they don't pay him, he will still pay his comics half of what they were supposed to get because that's what's in the contract. It comes out of our pocket, but he sticks to it. He won't.
Well, then we go to court.
Well, it is admirable. I follow some of your challenges on Facebook before, and you know some of the business challenges you've gone through. It's the right way and the wrong way. So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, he will stand up for his comics 100%, and everybody he works with until you wrong him.
Joe.
Well, hold on a second. Joe, how do you hold that all in?
Joe, are you bottling things up?
Well, it's his wife.
Boy, am I going to hear a post-show.
So towards the end of the conversation, I mean, it was going on 15 minutes, and he had said, well, can I go down and talk to him? And I had said, no. I said, it's not a good time.
Death by sarcasm.
I was like, give him a few days to cool off a little bit. You know, he's already uptight. I was like, you know, stuff is going on. Yeah. I was like, you know, just give him a few days. Text him, email him, call him. Let it be on his terms when he's ready. And he was like, yeah, all right, fine. He's like, are you sure? I was like, I'm sure. Don't go down and talk to him. So finally I get Skylar. We go downstairs. A friend of hers wants a play date. So I'm talking to the mom, and out of the corner of my eye,
oh no,
I see the rabbi walking towards Davin.
And I'll take it from there. And I'll take it from there. So now I'm seeing the kid arranging a play date, which is a half an hour away from me. So now I'm going, oh, wait, thinking to myself, wait, my day of driving continues. It's just getting better and better for me. And they agree that the mom will drop the daughter off, but there's no way I'm going to allow that to happen. I'm not going to have the mom. She's going to have my kid all day. I'm not going to have her drive an extra hour. I'm going to go and get my kid. So I'm processing all this. I'm waiting for my wife. I'm seeing my day's getting worse. I got to get back to Donnie, and over ambles the rabbi.
That is like the last thing you need. It's like when I'm on a phone with a customer and I'm having a bad day and I have one of my biggest pesky customers. Hello, Joe. Hello. I'm like, this is the last thing I need right now. I can totally commiserate with
you. I can't believe that he didn't take the wise counsel of your wife, and he had to go over there.
Well, in his defense, the wife said, bring the recyclable bag. So the counsel is not always with the recyclables, which led to my hissy fit.
Oh, so you're saying that she started the mood because of the recycling
bag? No, that was the name. I'm saying the counsel isn't always what you would think it is.
Oh, no.
But in this case, the wife was dead on.
Yes. Yes.
So he's like,
they usually are dead.
Yeah. He's like, hello. He's like, I'm like, hello. He's like, can I shake your hand? I go, no.
No way. Good for you.
I did.
Good for you.
Can I buy you an ice cream?
I got into fighting stance.
So after being reprimanded by your wife for 15 minutes, you turned out his handshake.
You're yummy.
But I had no idea what was going on. I just knew I had a rush over there, and now I'm waiting outside, and now the rabbi wants a powwow, and the clock is ticking because I got to get this website up.
You got a play date.
And now I got to drive an extra hour. I've been driving all damn morning.
I could just see this yarmulke flying off the rabbi's head, and the dog thinks it's a frisbee and starts chasing it.
What a morning.
Can we talk? No.
Good for you.
Not even. How about we get together a cup of coffee? I go, I don't have anything to say to you. I am done. I go, if you want to talk, we can do it on my radio because my audience knows all about it.
Oh, man.
Nice. Good for you.
Well, it's even in the promo. We talked about it and Joe made it funny.
I can see you next week. Rabbi, your side.
Oh, welcome to the chat, Rabbi. No, I'm kidding.
And his eyes bug out. I'm like, no, I go, I don't think I mentioned names, but they know all about it.
Who are we hearing today, Rabbi?
He's like, I'm like, come on the radio. We could talk about it. I'll give you some. I go, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I misremembered something. You'll have your side. Come on. You could come in to the house. You could call in. We could do it there.
No way.
Some people are not as brave as Sensei. but
if things get crappy for him, he can deck us all and run.
Yes, yes, this is true.
The rabbi's got the same odds.
This is true. So he's like, well, you know, after we talk, I'd be happy to call in. I'm like, I don't need you then.
Yeah, then all the fun's done.
So now the kid is being ushered away on this play date. So the kid is not gone. So finally in my head, I'm just like, F it. Fine. You want to talk? Let's talk.
Oh, God.
Because I am in no mood for anybody's shenanigans. But here we go. Let's just get this done because I am finished. So he pulls us inside, and then the wife can go back on mic, because I don't remember at all, because I was listening and talking, but my memory sucks. And he's like, you know, I just want to say first, I apologize. This is my fault. I should have come to you sooner with all this and everything.
After bad mouthing you.
Well, I call.
Oh, he was in utter denial about that.
How about just not be a jackass in the first place.
Well, he's like. I just want you to know. I told my dad I'm done. As we're walking, I go, I'm done with holy men. I said this. I am done with you preachers and holy men, because I find that the rank and file religious people are more virtuous than the people preaching. I am done. I said that to him.
Where are the preachers? Trucker,
what?
Where are the preachers?
Yeah.
Trucker Tom says, Davin, meet bacon. Bacon, Davin.
I like bacos.
Shrimp wrap bacon.
No. I like turkey bacon.
Baby steps. Turkey bacon.
I like turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
You put mayo on it?
With mayo, right?
You're ruining the story, all of you. Trucker Tom, I will play punishment music if you do that again.
Make a shrimp Reuben.
I'll play it on you, too. It's been a long time since we've had punishment music, Joe. So I'm like, I am done with all these holy men. He's like, well, you know, when we first met and everything, you know, I told you that it's just more than, you know, the religion and everything. That's being a good person. This, that, the other thing. I go, yeah, it sounds good on paper, doesn't it?
Nice. Good for you.
So, Then I'm like, then he's going on. He's like, oh, I'm wrong. I'm like, well, how come I had to find out on the internet? Well, you know, I'm sorry. I just get busy. There's so many things to do. I go, yeah, I do a lot of things too. And then I'm like, what about the comic talking about me? Oh, I would never, as a matter of fact, I said, you know, how wonderful you were and everything. I would never talk that way about my congregation. I'm thinking, well, why the hell would this comic lie to me? What does he have to gain by lying to me? I've already called. Oh, forget it. I'm sorry. In upstairs, when he was telling you about the black, my African-American comic and the Jewish material. Oh, this is important.
Wait, which part?
When he said, you know, he's trying upstairs. He said, well, I just want to.
He said he didn't know that. Can I use names?
Did I just say, yeah, Eddie.
Okay. He didn't know that Eddie did Jewish material. Now, Eddie's a black comic who converted to Judaism, and he does Jewish material about, I'm assuming, about his conversion, his upbringing.
I hate to interrupt.
No, you didn't.
but in the original thing, I thought he did know, because you said Jewish with a twist.
Yes.
Yes, that's why Davin hired him.
Right.
Yes.
And how could he not know that if Davin told him that?
Well, not only that, but he had said to me, well, I didn't know, and I called him out right there. I was like, yes, you did.
I got you, yeah.
I was standing there in the kitchen when Davin was on the phone with you.
Actually, no, it was at Talia's birthday party when I was texting with him.
Did he know he was...
No, but he called back and said...
Okay.
Did he know he was a convert?
Yes, he knew he was black. That's why Davin told him. He said.
Really?
And the whole conversation was like, yeah, right, you're kidding. You're pulling my leg. And Davin's like, no, really.
You ever heard of Sammy Davis Jr.?
And, well...
He's the other one.
Yeah, really. Mr. Davis there. I know you couldn't help me black.
He was like, well, I didn't know. And I'm like, yeah, you did. Because I was there, and the whole conversation back and forth was that you didn't believe Davin. You thought he was pulling your leg. And it was truth. And no sooner did that conversation end that you...
Dude, that's
that you had. Okay. She kicked my leg.
You're an asshole.
Who?
Not the wife. The other one.
See how quick he is to blame.
No, no, blueberry flapjacks over there. The turkey whisperer. I apologize.
Gobble.
Yeah.
Gobble.
So anyway, I called him out on that right away, and then he flustered a little bit, and then he tried to change the subject.
Oh my God, they pay attention, kind of like you do when I call you out on bullshit with facts.
Yeah, because I called him out and I said, "Yes, you did know," and he's like, "Oh, well, you know," and
oh, this guy's the pits. Oh my God.
You know, and I don't know if it's selective memory or he wasn't paying attention or I don't know what it was, but
let me find it in the Torah.
But at this point, I was just like, are you telling me what you think you want me to hear? You know, are you just backpedaling because you're about to lose a family in your congregation?
You're like, about to lose 300 bucks.
Yeah, but and then he had said, you know, no matter what the deal is, you know, it's not, the whole show wasn't worth it if I'm going to lose even one student and one family from my congregation. It just wasn't worth it at all. And I'm like thinking, yeah, maybe you should have thought about that 6 months ago.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's like, oh, I would never talk bad about, but why would this other comic lie to me? I mean, maybe he did, but for what? Why would the other comic?
I don't think there would be any reason to lie. Why would you concoct
the something?
Story?
Obviously, that's obvious.
And he's like the, and I'm like
inappropriate.
He's like about the agency. We were just trying to get a better deal. I never meant to hurt you. Ba 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 ba. So, but he's like,
but you, and he told you that?
Yeah,
he's trying to get a better deal. Why don't you call me and see what you could do?
No, this wasn't about that.
This was already after they made the decision not to use Davin at all.
And didn't let me know about it. And didn't let me...
They kept him totally in the dark.
But I want you to know, I'm not a racist. I would even let my daughter marry an African-American as long as she was Jewish.
Oh, he did not say
that. And I'm thinking to myself, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, my.
Lots of my friends are African-American.
Well, then, he started going, no. We have an African-American
family. We don't put mayonnaise on our sandwiches.
He's like, one of our biggest donors is an African-American
I can
family.
Introduce you.
You can meet and talk to them and see how great they love it here.
Stop.
And I'm just like, no,
can
I don't.
Do comedy? Because apparently if they do, they're not going to be here.
You know what? You always have said, how many of them are Jewish? That's what I would say.
But I'm just like, no, I don't need to meet. But he's like, no, I'm not racist. I go, well, then the issue is you don't think your congregation can handle it. He goes, no, it's not that. I go, here's the thing. I go, you're supposed to be a leader. They look up to you. I go, I break down stereotypes every time I hit the stage with the stuff I talk about. And I'm just a comic who tells dick jokes. That's what I said to him. I go,
that's awesome.
I go, you're supposed to be a leader and you can't do it. I go, I admire men of courage. That's what I said to him and everything. And he's just like taken aback by this.
Oh, you blew him up. And the ass whooping your wife gave him.
He's like,
oh, but it didn't stop there.
He's like, well, you know, I don't want, you know, it was just like a certain type of feeling,
an atmosphere
I wanted to create, which I didn't. I'm like, yeah, I know. I hired you the guy that would have. you didn't listen to me on that.
He wanted a Jewish comic that had Jewish jokes, and the Jewish comic that he hired does have no
Jewish
jokes. Have no Jewish jokes whatsoever.
If you're not racist, then you need to talk to God and figure it out.
Nice. Yep. Good for him. Wow. Good for you, telling him that.
And he's just like, well, you know, it's like, I hope you give me a chance. I go, I gave you my daughter, and much the same way I gave Sensei my daughter. Because I've walked out. I'm not always watching. I walk out. I trust Russ, and that trust has never been violated. You know,
No, never. I
know. But I'm giving you my daughter, and this is even different because you're molding ethics and everything. Although, at Family Martial Arts, you're molding ethics there, too, for sure, which we've talked
anytime
about.
Anytime you're in a position like that, be it a rabbi, a priest, a sensei, a baseball coach.
Yeah.
You are not only a role model, but children pick up on things. You know, they're a lot smarter than we think. You know, if this guy's a racist and, you know, he's selective, it's just not good. It's the way his congregation and his school's going to be run. It's not a healthy environment for children.
But here's our dilemma. So,
$300.
That's part of it.
No, it's 300 versus 3,000 if we were to go, you know, to another shul or temple or synagogue or something. But the dilemma is our daughter loves it there.
Oh,
she has great friends there. I've made friends with the other parents. I mean, other than this situation.
Don't worry, Joe, I haven't. I'm still a prick.
No, but other than this situation, it would have been the ideal place. And the question is, do we hold our ground because of our personal feelings about their family?
Well, you mean the fact that we don't like racism?
Yes.
are you comfortable with having that discussion with your child?
No, she's too young. She knows nothing about this.
Well, no, she's old enough to understand hate.
She doesn't look at color. She's completely accepted. She has no idea. One of her closest friends is black.
I'm not talking about religion.
I mean, she doesn't
racism.
Understand.
I mean, that's hard for a young child to wrap their head around. I'm talking about hate. You know, I mean, I'm sure she hates cauliflower. So did I when I was her age. You know, maybe put it in that. You know, there's certain people that rabbi doesn't like, and we don't think it's fair. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. I'm kicking out
I'm gonna
ideas
have to, I
here.
Think I'm going to have the talk with her when she's a little older.
All right. Because
I don't want to introduce that now to her because she doesn't know from hate. Maybe a vegetable.
Yeah.
Right, but I also don't want to sway her opinion about people. I want her to form her own. I mean, unless he was going to do some physical, you know, harm or put her in danger in some way, I don't want to taint her perception of them because she loves going there.
It's been a very sticky wicket.
So here, what do we do? Do we bring her back there?
Do you want them teaching her?
I don't.
Then that's the.
But
decision.
I'm done with Judaism. But she craves it.
But if you feel uncomfortable with them teaching her, kind of the decision. I mean, she can make new friends.
The problem is, it's there or no place at this point.
It's there or no place?
Well, the other place is $3,000. I'm not that invested into the religion.
Not only that. Well, that's the issue. If we were nice. A religious family, I would have no problem investing that money into her education for Judaism and eventually, you know, the bat mitzvah and whatever else. But since we're not a religious family, and this is just for her own
her identity.
Curiosity
she's searching. She craves it.
She's there searching for a sense of identity to understand who she is and how she fits in and why, you know, during Christmas time she celebrates this different holiday. But at the same time, she's being exposed to somebody who says you can't believe or maybe even shouldn't believe.
No, but he doesn't. But he doesn't teach that.
He does. All right. So there's no racial undertones.
No, there's zero racial undertone into their teachings, into their education.
Because there's churches who do that, even, you know, on the other side of the monotheist perspective.
No, I mean, from what I've heard, they actually teach acceptance. And
they don't. So they teach it. They don't preach it.
But aren't they supposed to?
No, it's the rabbi and his wife and another woman are the three Hebrew school teachers. And so he runs the school.
Wow. So they talk the talk. They just
don't
walk
the
talk.
Exactly.
So they're not overt racist. Wow.
No, they're the type that everything is fantastic.
Wow. I mean, that's confusing. As a parent, I'd be scratching my head.
Well, that's what we've been wrestling with, and I thought we were out. I thought we were out, but do I accept? See, I feel like if I accept, like I accept the apology, I go, I appreciate the apology. But here's what I feel: if we go back, then he hasn't learned anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Except that he's got to watch his back because we're watching.
Are you trying to teach your daughter morality? Or are you trying to teach the rabbi morality?
I'm trying to teach everybody morality.
But you got to pick and choose in this one. I mean, if he's instructing your daughter in religion in the proper fashion, and she's learning life lessons and stuff like that.
Well, I already told him before, I don't want him teaching her life lessons.
The line. He said, teach her about the religion, stay away from morals.
I said, I got this. And it's pretty crappy that a guy who works in saloons has to be the one.
Conduct yourself in civil society.
Yes.
Right? Don't do that. Talk about God, but just
Skylar,
not civility.
We'll be up. Okay.
Thank you very much. I'm out.
All right. See you. Thank you, Hopalong.
That is such a hard situation. As a parent, I'm scratching my head. All I can say is thank God I'm a Slayer fan because I'll never have these challenges.
That's not true. I don't know. What do I? I don't. I'm perplexed. I don't know what to do.
I am too. I think that Joe had a really good point, though. It's like, you know, if you're no, I do. I think that, you know, it's like, are you holding your ground to, like you said, teach this guy a lesson?
Never going to be the same. The bloom is off the rose.
No,
sure
knowing Davin, I'm not saying he's spiteful, but he has his convictions.
Yeah.
You'll feel like you're supporting that deep down inside.
Yes.
I do feel like I'm supporting
that. You know, whether or not it's about your daughter and her education and exposure to the religion you grew up with, and then, you know, hey.
Look what it's done for me.
Hey, man, I was, you know, I went to Catholic school, too. I haven't been to Mass in who knows how long. My oldest is in religious instruction. He's in CCD. Why? My last name ends in a vowel, and that's what we do.
Yeah, and
that's why your daughter's in Hebrew school.
No, that's not why. That's not. First of all, it doesn't end in a vowel. But
it does. My last name ends in a vowel.
My
daughter's
in Hebrew school because she requested it.
But here's,
I would have been fine without it.
Let's expand on that. Okay. You're talking about CCD and stuff like that. Yeah. Now, my mother always had a problem with the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, my mother walked out of my own baptism because she got in an argument with the priest. Because she said, my father was an atheist.
That explains so much about you, Joe. Yeah.
you know Joe's company can walk a church.
The picture got, the picture got so much more clear.
At 7 months.
7 months, Joe. The people are like, I can't, I won't.
Can we
get our wafers back? We're not happy with this baptism.
Because the backstory is that they were talking one day at Sunday dinner, and they said, you know, maybe we'll get Joseph baptized, whatever. So they go down to St. Finbar's, and they go, and the priest goes, oh, you Italians, you feel like you do it, whatever you want with the religion, you know, the childhood. And my mother goes, you take him, I'll walk out.
Wow.
And she walked out. So what happened was when
the mom left her baby and went home.
Right. So as things progressed, my neighbors went to church, and I went to church, and I go, I'd like to check this out. So my mother, with a big problem with the church, tried to get me in to CCD and stuff like that. The only way I got it, because I was a little too old, the only way I got in, my neighbor across the street was friends with the pastor, and she went to talk to the pastor. But the whole thing, my mom had to bite her tongue, because I was interested in the religion. She was not thrilled away, you know, with the Catholic Church. She was towards the end of her life, but she was also, she forwent everything she felt because I wanted to go.
Being curious.
And that is what you should do in this situation. Forgo. She's interested in the religion. I mean,
But who knows what they're teaching in there?
It's not the Church of Satan. I mean, it's not they're going to teach her the Torah.
Actually, if you talk to Satanists like Dave Harris, it might be a little better, the Church of Satan.
She's going to teach her the Torah and stuff like that. It's not like, you know, I mean, but there's no other place around. I mean, if she wants to go and she's liking it, she'll like it for the fundamental reason she's going there. She has no clue. I mean, you know, she has no clue of the backstory. Don't let the backstory. You're going to have to bite your tongue for the sake of your daughter, and she's going to have to keep going there.
He almost makes sense.
It's always confusing. Yeah. When
you know, if I had a podcast, the Dick Alderado show, I should have called that. You almost make sense.
Joe just had a Barbara Walters moment.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that is the perfect subtitle. Yeah. He almost makes sense.
Well, I don't think it's about politics.
I understand, Joe. You're saying it's very well thought, but I understand David's frustration. You know, just having. Knowing you're paying somebody to work with your child at any education.
And it's not a cut and dry one either. It's really not a cut and dry.
I'm not going to.
The guy's obviously
a racist screwball. I mean, that's, you know, but.
Or maybe he's not aware of his own racism.
I think that's probably it. But he is a liar.
But what but see, here's and I was saying this when everything was going on. Basically, what he'd done, because he had this whole thing because he was black, you should have had that. And if Mrs. Rosenbaum had a problem with it, and if he was getting flack, all right, you're supposed to teach tolerance.
Well, that's what I said.
So if Mrs. Rosenbaum and Mrs. Schwartz had a problem, next Saturday, you make your sermon. I guess they do a sermon. Do they do a sermon?
Yeah, the rabbis are like comics. They always have one open
right,
their
mouth. So there's a sermon. During that, you point out the show that and people had an issue with that. Some in the congregation had it, and this is why you're wrong. We're going to have a talk about it, tolerance and acceptance, and what you know, and what, and you make a lesson out of it. That's your job. That's your gig.
Yeah, this is where I screwed
up. But that
up.
Isn't happening there.
I can't say it's not sensible, Joe.
But that ain't happening there.
Yeah,
it's not happening. What do you think, Pip? And then we'll get out of here. Take our first break.
I don't think it's cut and dry. I don't at all.
Really, it's not.
No, and I do think that there. Don't you think that most people are hypocrites, though? Most people
I would agree with that, because I'm often disappointed in humanity. As I was telling somebody, a theme of our show is people suck.
Yeah. That's our subtitle.
Another way to look at this, too, if you did pull her from the school, how would you explain it to her?
What would you say? We would have to take her. We would tell her closed. Arson?
You can't. Daddy, what did you do?
If you pull that little girl out of that school and you can't tell her the reason why, that's not the reason.
I can tell her in a couple of years.
That in a couple of years is not good, because for those years, she's going
to
wonder.
I can send her to a different school with her best friend.
You said you didn't have the money.
I didn't say I didn't have the money. I said I don't want to spend the money.
But I'm saying, listen to me. Are you willing to spend that money to do that?
I don't know.
You don't know. But what I'm telling you is this. If you can't explain to that little girl why you're pulling that and it's immediately, and listen to me, and it's almost going back to the beef that you have with that softball coach. Well, she didn't explain in a timely manner. Well, you're doing something almost that way.
But I didn't wrong the child.
But
the rabbi did.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, I wound to explain it to my
daughter.
It doesn't
make a difference. If you can't explain it immediately to your little girl.
Then I have to explain racism.
Then you're going to have to be prepared to explain why you're pulling her out of that school.
No, you know what?
And if you can't, you're going to have to let her stay.
No, but it's not. No, Joe, it's not as cut and dry that, because there's developmentally stages. Whether they can handle that or not. It's not like talking to adults.
But there's no. But you're not giving. Because children aren't.
Because the rabbi and daddy had a disagreement. That's the answer she gets at 8.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like what Sensei said before. It's like there's a different way that you're going to handle an issue with an 8-year-old than you would with a 16-year-old.
Right, now, that answer you just gave is acceptable. If you had. I did have a disagreement with the rabbi. I don't feel that it was best for you to be there. Yeah. Be straight up. That'll be the answer. Don't tell her it's far away, or the bus got a flat, or some shit like that.
Knowing his daughter as a student, her answer's going to be, well, what happened?
Yeah.
Why?
Yep.
And you got to be smart.
Practice your forms. You're going to be a black belt soon.
Wrong. Scram. No. If she does, you have to be prepared to answer her.
I like a guy who's bottled up everything his whole friggin' life. All of a sudden, is telling me.
I know.
Charles Manson and Ricky
Lake. Can't tell his best friend how he feels. A guy who hasn't communicated with his soon-to-be ex-wife for a decade is telling me how to be a better communicator.
Wait, you totally missed this, what Russ said. He goes, it's like having Charles Manson on Ricky Lake. Good line, man.
Yeah, you just see these wearing a sports jacket, Chuck Manson. Yeah.
Chuck. All right, Pip, where can people hear this?
Okay. You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, theindieauthority.com, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, gonerogueradio.com, tunein.com, hawkradio.net. You can also listen to plays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.rainrockradio.com and on talksuperstation.com on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers on iHeartRadio. Going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends, go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps, so you can listen live on your mobile devices, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm, tunein.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
We'll be back with Savage Medicine in just a few minutes. Hang where you are.